Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Every stage of life has value.
Even if Putin got assaulted, it would be on Fox.
We must turn the tides.
I'm an attorney. It's access to all my privileged communications.
None of us come to work imagining that.
America is a shining city on a hill.
I'm actually going to probably have to run for president now.
I love that. I love that bite from Boris Johnson talking about America. Now, he is not necessarily a critic of Joe Biden. Don't get that wrong. But what he pointed out there was that the death of the United States democracy has been greatly exaggerated. Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're here with us. I'm Mark, and it's good to be back. I was gone for 7 days, had a nice, long, relaxing vacation, and you know, darn the Supreme Court anyway for deciding two, maybe three, you could argue, major cases last week, and then another one yesterday on religious freedom. And, I mean, it was the greatest Supreme Court term of my life. Let's put it that way. Of my memory, anyway. Certainly my of my memory. And maybe you feel the same way. I thought it was fantastic. I've been talking about it all morning. We'll continue to talk about it. In fact, we've got Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler is going to join us here in just a few minutes. And I'm anxious to get her thoughts on all this and maybe some of the reaction to it. Are you like me? Do you feel like the reaction has just been completely over the top, overblown? What in the world is going on here? Democracy is over unless you vote the way we want you to in the next election. I mean, that's it. That's it, in effect. Who's the comedian? Wanda Sykes. Have you heard of Wanda Sykes? So she's on with Colbert the other night. And we talk about flyover country all the time. This is what Wanda Sykes thinks about you. Listen.
Well, to me, it's like the problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff. Mm-hmm. Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out, you know, New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap, really? I mean, right? Yeah. We're footing the bill.
Well, that's the union. It's supposed to be representative democracy, but it turns out to be minority rule right now.
Right.
Yeah. It's minority rule. I mean, I don't know. I know she's a comedian. I have a hard time believing she's really that ignorant of the way this country runs. But if you watch this over-the-top reaction to these Supreme Court decisions this week, you can't help but to walk away wondering if these people skipped civics class. Honestly. Now, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk more about the Second Amendment, the ruling about the New York gun case, which is fantastic. We'll talk to my friend Cam Edwards here at the bottom of the hour. Did you hear Chelsea Handler this week? Nothing that comes out of her mouth is ever a surprise. She was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel, did a horrid job, in my opinion, in her opening dialogue. It was just all off the teleprompter. It seemed rehearsed. But she has to make a dig at the Roe decision and the gun decision all at once. And I'll apologize in advance for her language. But here's what she said.
Remember like 5 days ago when Fox News told us the biggest threat facing America was drag queens? That was cute. At this point, I'd probably have more rights if my vagina was an AR-15.
I mean, honestly, I've heard a number of people since that decision last week arguing that guns have more rights than women now. Seriously, who are these people? They have awakened somehow and managed to skip civics class to this point in their lives. They have no idea how things work in this country or the Supreme Court. Supreme Court doesn't make decisions based on polling. They make decisions based on whether or not the law they're looking at holds up against the Constitution. Got a lot of people out there who really, really hate the people that founded the greatest country in the world, the shining city on a hill. And I'll go back to the Boris Johnson comment. Play cut two for us, please, Frank. No, play cut two, Boris Johnson, please. That's all right.
I think that reports of the death of democracy in the United States are grossly, grossly exaggerated. America is a shining city on a hill. And for me, and it will continue to be so. And I think that the mere fact that Joe Biden has stepped up to the plate in the way that that he has shows that the instincts of America are still very much in the right place.
So the second half of what Boris said there, I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, that Joe Biden has stepped up to the plate. I mean, he didn't really have any choice because he got elected president somehow, but I'm baffled by the second half of that. First half, he's absolutely right. And my guess is Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler would agree with that completely, that we're still the shining city on a hill. Vicky, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, and I totally agree. We are, and I just applaud our Supreme Court for making these decisions based on our Constitution that has stood the test of time. And certainly with a Dobbs case, it returns the decision back to the elected representatives rather than unelected judges who are unaccountable. And, you know, this is the right decision, and I applaud them for their courage. I also applaud President Trump for appointing these three justices that stood strong for our Constitution. It's very refreshing and encouraging.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you about that because you were a teacher. I mean, you were a coach and a teacher. What is going on in our education system that we have? They took a poll. They were touting it on NPR yesterday that the majority of Americans disagree with the Supreme Court decision, as if that matters. The point is you can't make rules that don't hold up to the Constitution.
Well, that's right. And I don't think the Constitution is being taught in our schools, certainly at the level that it should be, so that people have a basic understanding of what it is and an appreciation of it, providing limited powers to government and the power to the people. And that's where it belongs. And that's where the focus should be. So, as a former teacher, I'm very concerned about what is being taught in some of our schools. And it's turning more into indoctrination. As I say, we should be teaching the ABCs, not CRT. And our kids are falling behind in the academics with other countries. And I've been very focused as a member of the Armed Services Committee on China and the threat that they are. But certainly they are turning out thousands of graduates every year in the STEM fields. And we are here, instead of teaching math and science and reading, we're talking about gender identity and other crazy things. And that's just wrong. We've got to get back to the basics.
Yeah. Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler and, of course, Senate candidate in the Republican primary. You know, what's going on in the Senate here this year is going to be crucial. They haven't put up a bill yet that I've seen, but there's been discussion about trying to pack the court. There's been discussion about trying to pass a law to codify Roe nationally, which they obviously have had 50 years to do and never did. For whatever reason, for a lot of reasons, a lot of really good reasons, this is going to be a crucial election in November. Obviously, you have to get through the August primary first. But what do you think this is going to have the impact the left is expecting it to on this November election?
Well, it is a crucial election, and Nancy Pelosi has already passed through the House and shoved it through the bill that would codify, not just codify Roe, but it would be, it is so extreme. It would allow abortion up until the moment of birth. It puts us on par with only seven other countries in the world, including North Korea and China, to allow abortion at that stage. It would nullify every state protection law for women, for babies that's out there, whether it be waiting periods or right to know laws or the ability, the requirement they have to be able to have an ultrasound. Any of these protections would be wiped away. I mean, this is a very, very serious threat, and it's sitting there in the Senate right now. It's only being held up by Joe Manchin, who has not agreed to the filibuster. And so this year, this election is going to be huge, and we've got to take back the majority of the Senate, people in the Republican Party who preserve and protect life and will defend life, and to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, I hope we've got to have somebody up there who's going to stand up. My thought on it, Congresswoman, is that this is going to backfire. I think that the Democrats are going to encourage these protests through the summer in hopes that somehow this is going to draw out their base to vote. And they have to hang their hat on that, because everything else has gone down the toilet for them. The economy, inflation is killing people. I just got back from vacation. The highest gas price I saw was $6.45 a gallon for diesel. How long can America put up with this?
No, I think you're right. People are being hurt by these policies, and that's going to drive them out to the polls. The record inflation that is hurting them, they can't buy groceries, they can't find supplies. Shelves are empty, the gas prices, on and on. People are foregoing vacations because of the cost, but also the open borders that is fueling the drugs coming into our country. Every state is a border state. And these energy crisis is horrific, as well as you have real concerns on the world stage because of a weakened president who is incapable and incompetent and had the debacle in Afghanistan. And so our enemies are emboldened and our allies don't trust us anymore. And so that is what is going to drive people to the polls. And all of these protests, as you say, I think are going to backfire on them. People appreciate that the court is saying, government, you need to get out of the way and return the power to the people. And ultimately, the people will have a say this fall, and I believe they're going to stand up for their rights.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, there was a story yesterday that during this G7 meeting, there was some audio that was picked up, and you can hear Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, kind of warning Joe Biden, you're not going to be able to get more oil out of Saudi Arabia. Basically telling him, you need to produce more at home, was the message, I believe. And then they hushed everybody up and they rushed the media away, wouldn't let them hear any more of it. We have got to ramp up domestic energy production in this country. And outside of a major walloping in November, I don't know how we get that done.
You're right. I mean, we have been blessed with a huge oil reserve here, the ability to be a net exporter under Trump for the first time. The world looks to us to help them provide that clean energy. We produce it more economically or environmentally friendly than any other country as well. And so with us stepping back, not only is it hurting us so that our prices are going up, we're having to be dependent on other countries, which is absolutely ludicrous, but it's also hurting the environment because other countries can't drill it and produce it as clean as we can. And so it's a double wrong that this Biden administration is inflicting on us, a self-inflicted wound. And all we have to do is to just start drilling here again, using the oil and the gas that we have been blessed with in our country. Okay, the infrastructure, the Keystone Pipeline again, the ANWR in Alaska, allow the sale of offshore leasing again, which the Biden administration has put a halt on, and quit trying to kill the oil and gas industry. They're at war with it, and we've got to step back from that and embrace our energy once again.
Yeah, Vicky Hart's our guest right now. What's your reaction to the Remington poll? Obviously, the Axiom people are on Team Schmidt, but they've come out with a poll here through Remington's showing him in the lead. Greitens in second place. You in a very close third. 19-20 and what, like 20-24%, I think, was the margin here?
Well, it is a poll run by Schmidt's team, and I don't think it's credible. We are getting, you know, support all over this state. I'm very encouraged by where we're at. Of course, we've got an ad running now with Josh Hawley's endorsement, and that is so going, you know, being received so well, and I appreciate his support so much. Look forward to working with him. Yesterday, we got the Missouri Farm Bureau's endorsement, which is huge. Agriculture is Missouri's number one industry. It's very important to counties all over this state and people, and they're siding with me. And, you know, we're just going to keep working hard. We're coming to St. Louis today, visit with some folks. We're going to be in Kansas City tomorrow. We were in Sedalia yesterday. We're just going to continue to get out and share with them our good message that I have the track record of not only being a lifelong conservative compared to others in this race, but also being strong on China, being sanctioned by China when others have been friendly towards China, and also being a fighter in Washington, D.C. for our conservative values, getting things done. Others talk about what they'll do when they get to Washington. Well, I'm there on the ground right now fighting and winning for our values. And that's what we need in the Senate, someone from day one who has that experience, that track record, that fighting spirit, and that character that is very important to lead this state and our nation at this time. So I look forward to continuing to visit with people in St. Louis and earning your support, and invite you to go to VickiHartzler.com, learn more, join our mission to save this country. And I believe we're going to have a movement of Missourians that are going to stand up against the leaders in the East and West Coast, and we're going to take our country back.
Congresswoman, who are you talking about there who's been friendly toward China?
Well, both Schmidt and Greitens have. Greitens went over and pandered to them while he was our governor. Went on their Chinese Communist Party TV programs and pandered to them, talking about how great they were. And then Schmidt, of course, he tried to spend $400 million of our state tax credits to turn the Lambert Airport there into a China hub. And we, you know, working with the Chinese Communist Party, some of the people and everything, encouraging them to come there to St. Louis. And that's not what we need. He also voted to sell our farmland to China and to foreign owners. You know, those aren't conservative values. And I've been sanctioned by China because of my outspokenness against their genocide and what they're doing, their human rights abuses. But I've also passed legislation to push back on China and their influence in America, and to stop our federal government from buying the video surveillance cameras
right
from China. So I'm the one that's actually, you know, been on the forefront leading against China, and they've been pandering to them.
Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, listen, you're always welcome back. We appreciate having you on this morning.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, Senate candidate. And, yeah, that latest Remington poll shows her at 19%. Eric Greitens at 20%. Eric Schmidt at 25%. We'll continue to cover this. Obviously, today's primary day over in Illinois, too. We're covering that story as well. Coming up, it is 2A Tuesday. Probably an understatement to say last week was a big week for gun rights. We're going to talk to Cam Edwards, editor at BearingArms.com. Straight ahead.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.